everyone, and welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Awaken to Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here with us today. And I'm so excited because my good friend Mark Romero is back with us. And we had a lovely time last time he was on, I think back in December or something like that. And we had a wonderful time, so much fun. So I'm so glad that he's back with us today. And today he's talking about how to become the conscious composer of your life. I love that. You know, it's about becoming the creator that you truly are consciously, right? And so part of what we're going to discuss today on the call is how to embody that you are the greatest miracle in the world, how to discover how you can reconnect to your divine self. We're going to learn about eliminating the limiting thoughts and beliefs that are hiding the masterpiece within. And we're going to learn about how to remember who you really are and reclaim your greatness, and everything you need to create an extraordinary life is within you. And, you know, some of these concepts may seem like grandiose, but they are so true, right? You are magnificent. You are great. You are a masterpiece. And so I'm so excited to talk to Mark about all of these concepts and more, and listen to maybe, you know, what he has to say about using frequency and vibration and energy to clear some of these limiting thoughts and beliefs, and how we can go within to reclaim your greatness, our greatness, because we are great. We are unlimited beings with unlimited potential, infinite beings. And we hear these words and these thoughts and these concepts all the time, right? I use them too. And but to really feel that and experience that for yourself is truly transformational. And I'm so excited that Mark is going to be talking to us and sharing with us this transformational type of experience. So for those of you who don't know Mark, I'll just tell you a little bit about him. He is, he used to be an executive manager and CEO, you know, for 19 years. He was successful in that career and then took a dramatic turn one day as a former NASA consultant, right? He was a NASA consultant. He discovered that his music contained frequencies that canceled negative energy. And we've all know that there's always so many negative energies around us, right? And so I listened to Mark's music, and I had purchased his package last season as well. And I used to play it all the time leading up to the show and after the show. And I found it so not just relaxing, but my whole energy field started to become clearer. And but, you know, clear is not even the right word. It just became brighter. And so I know that his music does have a lot of power. And, you know, talking about energy and frequency and vibration is something about, you know, what we can do with our energy field, how we can harmonize our energy field so that we can live that greater aspect of ourselves, right? To live that life that's full of potential and growth and aliveness, because some days we feel really like not so alive, right? So Mark is going to, you know, hopefully share some of that with us. And so, you know, when Mark, you know, changed his career direction, today he's the founder and CEO of Mark Romero Music. And Mark educates people worldwide on the science of energy as relates to human functioning and empowers them with his music and energy work. And his music CDs and speaking performances have placed him on the stage with internationally respected leaders like Mark Victor Hansen, T. Harv Eker, and Dr. Bruce Lipton, and is recognized as a leader in the field of optimizing personal energy. And I love that term, optimizing personal energy. So our personal energy field that we have can be optimized. It doesn't have to stay the way it is. And so Mark offers a wide range of services, including his critically acclaimed music CDs and series, keynote concerts, live events, as well as successfully hosting his own teleconference series with participants from around the world. So I'm so excited that Mark is here. Mark, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be back on a nice, warm, beautiful summer day. So thank you so much for having me back.
Wonderful. Thank you. And so what have you been doing? Because I know that you've shifted your focus a little bit since we last talked. And I have to tell you, Mark, Florence was beautiful. It was lovely. I saw David, very impressive. You know, I just wanted to tell you that because we had talked about Florence and the statue of David on our call last time. I loved it. Absolutely loved Florence.
That's right. Yeah. When you ask the question, like, what have I been doing? It's like, what have I not been doing? You know, I think, you know, it's interesting as you go on our journey in life, you know, as we unfold and become and we remove pieces that are hiding the truth of who and what we are, things become clearer. And, you know, for me now, gosh, it's been, let's see, I left the corporate world in 2002. Mm-hmm. And so I've been on this journey of like discovering my life purpose. What are my gifts? What are my talents? And of course, like what we talked about before, you know, I discovered that I have an ability to harmonize disharmonious energy. And really, in essence, to be able to entwine that frequency, that energy into music and use music as a way to convey this harmonizing frequencies out into this, I guess what we could call, for lack of better terms, third dimensional world. And, you know, one of the questions I really kind of like asked myself for many years is, well, what is this all about? You know, what does it got to do with? How, you know, how do I use this? Maybe I'm supposed to go talk about how we rise above the negative effects of cell phones and Wi-Fi and toxic chemicals and, you know, different aspects like that and tune and harmonize our energy so that we can, you know, restore harmony in our lives. What kind of we're on is I have a passion. There's a passion that's been running within me ever since very early in my career days, way back. I date myself here now, but I would have to say back in the early 80s, I really started diving into this area of personal development and getting an understanding of who are we? You know, why are we here? What, you know, how do we create results? How do we manifest our experience? How do we rise above the obstacles, the challenges, the barriers, the heartbreak, the disappointments in life so that we can truly tap into that divine spirit that's within us, that divine essence? And these are things that have just been so much on the forefront for me through the years. Well, initially, when I first left the corporate world, that's what I was going out and speaking about. Well, then as I started discovering my gifts, it started becoming a lot more about how to harmonize and tune energy and the music and things to that effect. But it was interesting because I read a book recently. It's a book I read many, many years ago. It was like one of my inspirational pieces. And it's called The Greatest Miracle in the World by Og Mandino. And in the book, there's a memorandum from God. And in the beginning, he says, you know, you are the greatest miracle in the world. And as I reread this book, it kind of reignited this passion. Oh my gosh. My passion has always been to help people to realize their divine essence, their true unlimited power, that they are the greatest miracle in the world. And unfortunately, you know, as well as I do, you know, we go through experiences in life and stuff happens and parents say things to us and relationships go awry or we have a health challenge or things happen in this human experience that tell us that we're anything but a miracle, anything but fantastic, anything ordinary. And as a result, we limit our divine potential. So now, after being on this journey from 2002, and what do I do with this energy, and what do I do with this music, and what do I do with these energy harmonizations, it really is about helping humanity to tap into that true essence, to really shift their soul vibration and align it, because our soul vibration is what creates our reality. And if you don't like the reality you're creating, that means you have to change your thoughts, your beliefs, and alter, in essence, really your soul vibration. You change that, you change everything in your life. We've just been kind of conditioned backwards to go out there and work and do all these things out in the material world, but that's not how we truly create. We create from the inside out. So I'm in this process of kind of shifting into really stepping into this, using my music, using the energy that I work with, the processes, my energy harmonizations to help people, as we said last December, unveil the masterpiece that's within each and every one of us. Because each and every one of us is divine. Mm-hmm. Each and every one of us is magnificent. Each and every one of us is unlimited in our potential. We just need to remove the pieces that are hiding that from ourselves. And then to live from that place, to create from that place, to change the world from that place, to transform our lives from that place. And that is the whole process of composing our lives, but also bringing our music, our authentic expression forward out into the world, because that's what's going to change our experience and also, I believe, change the world that we live in.
Absolutely. And, you know, it does start within. And then as you start to express yourself, like you said, that's when you start to transform the world. So, you know, one of my taglines for Awaken to Happiness Now is transform yourself, transform your world. And, you know, I strongly believe that too. But sometimes theory is one thing and practicality is another, right? So we can all talk about that we are a miracle. You know, some of us can feel it, which is great. But how do we embody that in more consistently? That, you know, embody that and really know that and feel that to the depth of our soul, that we are the greatest miracle in the world. How do we do that?
Well, you know, it's interesting because as a human beings, what is always the first question that we ask is how do we do something? What puts the stick in our spokes when we're riding down the bicycle of life so much is I don't know how to do that. Well, maybe the question, really the answer in my mind starts with an intention. It starts with the willingness. It starts with that, you know what? Yeah, maybe feel it right now. Maybe you don't believe it with all of who and what I am right now. But you know what? I'm willing to set the intention in this moment, in this time, in this space, and access my power as a divine being to begin to believe, to begin to open up to the possibility of being the greatest miracle in the world. There's a great how provider, and that how provider is the universe. The universe has got all the hows. Pure consciousness has all the hows, all the steps, all the connections, all the things that we need to create what it is that we desire to create. So anytime anybody would ever ask me that question, I'm once again going to bring them to their point of power, to that intention that plants the seed that grows the mightiest trees of our visions in our life. And that is to set the intention to begin to embody, to begin knowing, to begin becoming the greatest miracle in the world. And then we allow life to begin to start bring us the synchronicities, the hows, the knowledge, the wisdom, the interviews that you host, you know, all these cool things that are available that come into our experience that provide us with tools, resources, ahas, and all the things that we need to begin to embody that we truly are these magnificent divine expressions of life. And that's where the journey begins, with simply planting the seed.
Yes, having that intention first and foremost, that you are the greatest miracle in the world, and that you can begin to express that in the world for yourself and for your community, family, and friends, just being you in the largest way possible, in the fullest way possible, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then, you know, then you start tapping into your creative ability. We have this creative ability. You know, it starts in our vision. It starts in our imagination, where we can actually go into that space and we can start imagining what our lives would look like if we have complete faith and trust that we were these magnificent, miraculous expressions of life. How would you see that change your relationship? How would you see that change your physical health? How would you see that change the prosperity that flows into your life, or perhaps maybe the work or the expression of your life purpose? And that's where we began to actually like really tap into that creative ability that's available there for all of us to begin to start shaping and shifting the world around us. We truly are the composer and intention, but then to start going into that magical, mystical place within our own minds to begin actually composing the life of our dreams.
And, you know, you talked about us being divine, right? Divine beings. And, but a lot of people don't know what that means or what that feels like, you know, to experience what it is to feel divine, to know that you're divine. So how can people reconnect to their divine self? You know, I know for a lot of my clients, they are in their head a lot, to be honest, because I mean, and that makes total sense, because I used to be in my head a lot. But how do you,
you and me
get
both.
People? Yeah. How do you get people to reconnect to their divine self? I mean, I know how important that is for me. That is the cornerstone of anything and everything that I do, is about that connection to your divine self, connecting within. But can you share with us what you mean about discovering how we can reconnect to that divine self?
Well, I think one of the things, one of the little exercises that I'd love to do to kind of help people develop a vision of what that might look like and what it might feel like is to start really kind of writing some ideas. Because if we were truly plugged in to this thing, our divine essence, and we were to live from that place, what would be the outcome in our life? Would we have more self-confidence? Yeah, I think we would. You know, would mm-hmm. we be more empowered? Would we feel more empowered? See, we can start bringing it down to certain characteristics. You know, when we look at this word divine essence, I mean, that's a big, like, fifth dimensional concept, and we're trying to squeeze it down into this, like, third dimensional world. And sometimes we can get a little heady, we can get a little lost in it, as you said. But then when we start to break some of those characteristics down, we can see it as being more confident in ourselves, having more faith and trust, being more loving and compassionate towards ourselves and others, being more creative and empowered. Do you see how even being more prosperous, how we can begin to bring it into states of being, into things that we would actually see in our and experience in our life experience. So we can begin to start really identifying some of those traits. One of my personal favorites is, you know, if I was truly plugged into my divine essence and had optimized my soul vibration, I would be very empowered. You know, how would that look with my relationship with my children? How would that look with the relationship with my wife? How would it look with the relationship with my physical health? Oh my gosh, you began to start seeing, oh, okay. Yeah, I'd be in good physical health. I would be open to prosperity and miracles taking place in my life. And you can begin to start seeing them and formulating some pictures and some images of what that might look like. And that's how we truly begin this concept of beginning to compose our lives. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And, you know, for me, I think it's important to start composing or creating your life on your terms. And that's what I've been doing for the past 6, 7, 8 years now. And it's completely, completely different than what it used to be before. I used to be in corporate as well, and just everything was different. But when I started to choose for myself, create for myself what was right for me, asking myself questions about what life really means to me, and, you know, responding to life in that way, everything started to shift. So I am definitely a composer of my life. I'm not playing somebody else's music. I'm playing my own. You know what I mean?
Right.
but I love the terms of composing, you know, 'cause that's creation energy. But along the way, you know, I had to handle and clear a lot of limiting thoughts and beliefs, old patterns, old fears, right? So can you talk a little bit about that, how we can eliminate those, you know, limited thoughts, those beliefs that are hiding the masterpiece within? Because I was definitely, definitely hiding the masterpiece of me before that.
Absolutely. I mean, same for myself. I mean, I never, you know, it's like when I first found out about my ability to harmonize disharmonious nature or energy, I wasn't happy about it. I mean, it was something, quite honestly, it scared me, and I tried to run from it. And I tried to, you know, flee from that particular aspect. And it's a process, and it's a journey. Mm-hmm. One of the analogies that I love to use is that we all come here to the game of life, to play the ultimate game within the, and I call it like this cosmic game of hide and seek. You know, it's, we come in here with all of our grandeur, all of our magnificence, all of our unlimited potential. We're born, we promptly forget every single bit of it. And then we have the media and school and parents and past relationships and tell us all these different things that we're anything but holy, anything but divine, anything but powerful. And then it's like at some point in our lives, we reach a level of awareness where we start to reclaim our truth back from those stories. You know, and this is where we get to deal with those limiting thoughts, beliefs, the stories that we've interwoven within the operating system software of our minds that limit us. I mean, even when you look at the concept of creating and composing your life, one of the things is that we've really got to be able to rise above the static and noise of our past experience and to be able to create from the absolute. But how often do we feel that we can create something in our life, but we base that conclusion off of our past experiences? You know, so it's like almost like, okay, you know, I can create this, you know, all these pieces, and then what happened in my particular life situation, whatever limits experience. But that's when we limit ourselves. We have to be able to rise above all of that and create from the absolute, because that's where, that's what the universe wants to create through us. It wants to experience life through each and every one of us. And so we get to go through this process. And I don't know, at least at this point, I don't know if it ever ends, but we get to continue to let go of those old stories, continue to unveil the masterpiece. It's almost like this lifetime process of shedding old thoughts, old beliefs, so that we can access that knowing. We can access that true essence. We can access that unlimited power and begin to create from that space. But absolutely, we definitely need to do healing. We definitely need to do rising above these old thoughts, these old beliefs, these old stories that have held us in limitation and lack. And now more than ever, I believe it's essential to rise above these things.
Absolutely. And I do think it's a lifelong thing. I don't think it's like, you know, do it once and that's it. You know, there are layers. There really truly are layers. But at some point, we do start to see them, the patterns diminishing, you know. You know, we're not triggered as much mm-hmm. by things. And but it's definitely part of the process, part of our journey is to heal and let go of those past paradigms, those past patterns and those limiting beliefs. So that, like you said, we can access the greatness of who we really are. And from that place, create what it is we desire, because our creations, our compositions of life are kind of limited right now when we haven't really cleared everything yet. But the more you do, the easier it becomes. And the more that you get in sync with all of life and all of creation and start to see the magic that's available for you and for others, right?
You know, one of the things in what you're saying is that, you know, what gets in the way of that process? Why do we make it so hard to do that? And I think it's because we really kind of fight and we kind of resist and we kind of curse sometimes those situations and our belief processes that show up, the challenges in our life, which I believe are the outpictures of our energy, our state of being, our frequency, which is, of course, impacted by our thoughts and our beliefs that we hold about ourselves, that we hold about life. And so as they outpicture in our life experience as challenges, what do? We fight them, we resist them, we curse them, we make ourselves wrong for having them. Mm-hmm. But yet what would be able to shift in our experience if we were to start using them as steps in the ladder to higher levels of awareness, to higher levels of embodying our essence, to higher levels of shifting our soul vibration and aligning it with the truth of who and what we are? I mean, that's really what those obstacles, those challenges are. It's a process. It's a journey. One of the images that shows up in my mind is like we're all walking up this mountain of life. And some of us have these really big packs, you know, and we're carrying the stove and the refrigerator and all the stuff from our past experience on the pack. And we wonder why it's hard to climb up life. Mm-hmm. Amazing what happens is you start dealing with your stuff. You start doing the healing work. You start letting go of past circumstances. It's like taking the stove off your back, taking the refrigerator off your back. And all of a sudden, that pack starts getting lighter and lighter. And before you know it, you're like going, oh, my gosh, hey, it's not so hard to climb up this mountain anymore without the weights and the stove and everything on my back of my past life burdens. Now I'm beginning to flow much easier. But it is a journey. And I think, as you said earlier, I don't know if we're ever done. It just kind of seems like a lifelong guarantee that there'll always be more to process through, always more to shift through, always more to evolve from and to unfold into.
Exactly. But it doesn't have to be hard. It doesn't always have to be difficult, you know, to clear these beliefs, right? It does get easier. And I find that there are more of a distance between things that trigger you and things that come up. So, as they come up, we all have tools now. I think most people on these calls have some sort of tool that they can use to clear them on their own, or there are resources and people that can also assist as well. But yeah, that's that's just a part of life and living, and that's okay, because once you start to see the changes, though, in your life from doing the work, doing the inner work, then you really realize how magnificent of a being you are and what you are creating, what you've created in the past and what you're creating now, and what infinite possibilities you have in the future to create even more. And it's just a matter of choosing, right? It's a matter of choice. What is it that we want to create? So, and even that freedom, that empowerment that we have to create, to reclaim our greatness as co-creators of the universe, how can we reclaim that? How can we remember that we are those such magnificent beings and such greatness lies within us?
Well, just one of the things you said earlier about processes and tools that are available, I think we also live in a time like we've never seen before. It's like, you know, 20, 30 years ago, you had to go through like 10 years of therapy to forgive mom and get past certain issues or dad or whatever. But now there's all these technologies that are emerging that allow us to clear things very quickly. We can move things, like, I don't think at a rate that I've ever seen before. In my experience, now more than ever, when we're able to move quickly and continue this evolutional process at a pace that's never been available to us before, because of our levels of a consciousness, because of the awareness that we've expanded into. You know, I think you kind of hit it on the head when you said, what's the key piece? And the choice, it really is a decision. It's a choice to make a decision. Man, I'm committed. Like for myself personally, I'm committed to evolving and unfolding and to tapping into my divine essence and using that energy, that vibration, that awareness to orchestrate my life and to have a positive impact on people's lives as a result of doing my work, doing my self-expression. And it all starts with a decision, a choice. And once again, it comes down to what do you want? And you would think it's an easy question, but yet I can't tell you over the last 10 years in the session work that I do and the people that I cross paths with that I work with in sessions, when I ask them that question, I would say maybe 8 out of 10 times they tell me what they don't want with great clarity. But when I actually get down to what do you want, it's like, oh my gosh, sometimes it can be like yanking teeth. And it's so important to make a decision as to what we want to create and to get clear on what that looks like. We have to create a context for us to unfold our lives into. That's how we play the game of life. That's what sets up the journey. Because once we, you know, go and create our and reach our goal, or what do we do? We create another goal, and then we go unfold and learn and become and evolve on our journey to unfolding the next goal, and then onward and onward. That's what moves us through this game board of life.
Absolutely. I totally agree.
All decision and a choice.
Yes. That's so powerful. You know, knowing that we can create, we can choose, and we can choose again. We don't have to stay with one choice forever. Just choose again. If you don't like where you're going, choose again. And that's freedom. You know, that's responsibility. That's being responsible for our own lives instead of blaming people or situations or circumstances. And that's empowering, isn't it?
You know, it's like I got a lot of friends of mine that have been up the climate world, political and the environmental and all these different levels. And I just say, you know what? We can't look to anything outside of us to create the results we want. Go within and access your divine power and start recreating your life. And then from there, express it out into the world. That's how we can change the world. I truly, honestly believe that enough of us sit down and tap into our innate creative ability that we could reinvent the climate and the environment that we live in without anything outside of ourselves trying to do that. And that's the power that we need to awaken to. It's there. It's for us. It's there. We just, like I said, have to remove the pieces that say it's not there, because it is there.
Right. And like you said, everything that we need to create an extraordinary life is within us. It truly is. And it's about us tapping into that space and then choosing from there, creating from there, having intentions from there, and then expressing from that space, right? Expressing ourselves from that space.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things I always tell people, I say, you know, the field of pure consciousness or the quantum grid or whatever you want to call it, it's neutral. It only reflects back what you put into it. Whether it's empowering or disempowering, it reflects back. Whether it feels good or hurts, it reflects back. And that truly is freedom of choice. That truly is, it's the R word, you know, that makes people cringe, the responsibility word. We are responsible for our lives.
Absolutely. I use that word. I have no problem with it. I would rather be responsible for my life, because then all the power lies within me. It's not, nobody else has power over my life. It's me. So I can do this or I can do that. You know, whatever I choose to do, it's all up to me. So there's no blame associated. You know, it's just, you know, acceptance and responsibility for creating my life, which I think is really powerful.
I know, and it's kind of funny to think that we probably didn't always believe that, because I believe the same thing as what you just said. But I can also remember in my past where, yeah, you know, I would blame my mom.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, I would blame my dad for leaving home when I was a kid. Yeah. Or you know, and at some point we come, and once again, it's in our consciousness or evolving or evolution, we realize, oh my gosh, I can't blame anybody. I have to take responsibility.
Yeah.
And maybe I need to go change my thoughts, my beliefs about myself, about the world that I live in, to begin changing my reality. And that's when we can really set our evolution in this like high speed momentum and really begin to start reclaiming our divine essence at a rate like we never have before.
Mm-hmm. I agree. So, Mark, I know that you wanted to share a process with us. Is this a good time to share the process?
Sure, absolutely. I think, yes, most That's definitely.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
never have to twist my arm to do a process. You know that, don't you?
Yep.
So I think, you know, for all of us, as we talk about this, we're all at different points of our awareness. We're all at different points in our unfolding. And I think, once again, it comes down to the setting the intention to momentum, to continue our unfolding, maybe even to enhance the speed of which that unfolding takes place, and to just set the intention to embody a whole nother level of our divine essence, to embody a whole nother level of our awareness of being these magnificent expressions of life, of spirit, of divinity. And doesn't matter whether you're at this level or at that level, there's no judgment there. It's just being open to expand into another level. And here's the cool thing, as the universe is ever unfolding and evolving and expanding, there's always another level to unfold into. So just set that intention for yourself. And what I want you to do is get comfortable and maybe just take some nice deep breaths. And just begin to kind of center yourself into this moment, into this time, and into this space. And maybe we just open up to the possibility of building our faith and trust around this. So just take another deep breath. And just allow yourself to begin to relax. Take another deep breath. And maybe we just plant that to open up to a new level. Our divine essence. Just breathe that in. that energy. Be committed to unfolding. For it truly is a beautiful journey. Take another deep breath. For you truly are a beautiful light. Designed to shine light into this world. However that looks for you. Just know in this time and in this space, that you are well on your way to embody who you truly are. Deep breath. And begin to bring yourself back to this time, to this space. To this moment. So there you go.
Thank you. That was beautiful. Wow. I even sound different, you know, it's like I'm talking and I'm sound different than I did before you did that process. It's like I went deep and I went out. Yeah, that was beautiful. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. Nothing like going deep and out. I like doing that.
Exactly. It's like, wow. It's like, yeah. Thank you so much. That was wonderful. How was it for all of you? Let me know. Let us know. Type it into the Q&A and let us know how that was for you. I see I sound so much more alive, don't I? I mean, I feel it in my being.
You do. You sound great.
Yeah.
I want some of that.
Thank you. That was great. So what were you doing there exactly? I mean, I know you're playing music, but definitely you're doing way more than that.
That's what I call an energy harmonization. So this is like, it's like, if I look at, you know, I mentioned to you way back when, gosh, I probably found out about my ability to harmonize energy probably about 10, 11 years ago. And so over the evolution in my own journey of getting myself out of the way and moving past fear and being committed to bringing out what I bring out, I do these energy harmonizations. And there's a couple of different components of them. So I have this ability to push out harmonizing energy. How I discovered it was through my music, okay? Mm-hmm. So it's, and somebody once said it's actually like a form of like scale your energy or quantum energy. They said it's almost like a fifth dimensional energy, and somehow, some way, on an unconscious level, at least I don't remember consciously making the decision to do this, I learned how to interweave it into music. And so what that energy does, it actually puts listeners into a state of coherence. It puts their energy into a state of tune and in harmony. So what happens is that with all the stuff you know, in our lives, you know, chemical meters, you know, all these different things, limiting thoughts, beliefs, and perceptions that we have about ourselves, we've like disconnected ourselves. We put ourselves into this field of static and noise, and we wonder why it's hard for us to connect in to our higher self. So in essence, what the music does when it plays and the energy behind it is it helps to open up a space where you can enhance your connection. So that's the first thing. The second thing is I discovered that I could play different pieces of music with different intentions behind them that could create a vibrational response in somebody. So I started composing pieces of music like forgiveness and compassion and self-love. And then I started sharing them with my clients, the people that I was working with. And so that, in essence, was where I started seeing vibrational shifts. So remember, your life resonance creates your reality. Mm-hmm. That resonance is created by your thoughts and your beliefs. But through this process and through this energy harmonization, you can open a door and begin to change your life resonance in combination with your intention, of course, to change what it is that you're broadcasting out to the field. You change your broadcast, you change what you experience in your life. So that particular piece of music that I played behind that process was Faith and Trust. Mm-hmm. Because faith and trust is such a huge, powerful resonance that brings us into harmony with universal source energy. And so Faith and Trust, the intention that we set at the beginning of this to open up to another level of our divine essence. I mean, that combined with all these different things gives you the ability to go into that space and to shift your soul frequency, your soul vibration, and in essence, to raise it up higher. So that's so experience in that little process.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was beautiful. Thank you. Yeah. And just hearing your explanations too, and knowing that the piece was about faith and trust. No wonder I went deep and out, right? It's like, yeah, it's beautiful. Just absolutely lovely. I just feel so good now. It's like I want to listen to it again.
I love that one. Like, yeah. When I get it to work on teenage children, I'll let you know, okay?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, my children are older, so I was like, they've passed that, thank goodness. But yeah, I can just imagine. I can just imagine how it can affect kids, especially teenagers. Yeah, that would have been great. So you have a different special offer for us this time, right, Mark? So can you share that with us? And for those of you who are on the live page, you can just click on special offer. And those of you on the phone, you can go to awakentohappinessnow.com/Mark13, because this is different, totally different than what we had last fall, right, or last winter.
Absolutely. And so this is, you know, when we look at this concept and this idea of stepping in to being the composer of our lives, it's like, if, okay, of course, myself being a guitarist, I'm going to come to it to you from the metaphor of the guitar. All right. Mm-hmm. We have a desire, right, to create something, to create the life of our dreams. That's our desire to play our symphony, our music, our song. Okay. It could be it's our life purpose. It's our calling. It's like what we came here to express and experience here on this plane. And if we use the guitar metaphor, we can go take the most masterful action in the world, you know, like, and call on clients and do the different things that we might do in the expression of ourselves. And that's like the strumming and the plucking and the playing. But yet the most important thing is that we need to tune the strings. Like when I went and took my very first guitar lesson, I didn't learn how to play one note. He taught me how to tune the instrument, because you have no chance of playing beautiful music if your strings are out of tune. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter how well you play. It doesn't matter how gifted you are. If that instrument, that device is not in tune and in harmony, you're not going to play beautiful music. In other words, you're not going to create what you want to go create. What is so many of us that are listening on this show or that we deal in our lives is that we're having challenges creating what we want to create. Why is that? It's because your strings are out of tune, your facets of your life, certain belief processes are out of tune or in a state of disharmony. So this first step to truly step into being the composer of your life is that you got to tune your strings. You've got to go in and doing the healing and the process work. You've got to go in and identify and let go of the old thoughts, the old beliefs, the old mindsets that are no longer serving you anymore, and to let them go. It's like our minds create our experience. And there's an old piece I love. It's out of ancient Vedic texts from India, 4,000 years plus. And it says, the mind is what creates the mold in which consciousness fills. Mm-hmm. Consciousness is the energy that makes up everything in the universe. The mold is what you want to create in your life. What are your thoughts and your beliefs? What are you focusing upon? Where are you saying over and over to yourself during the course of the day? That's the reality that you create in your experience. If you don't like the sandcastle you're building in your life, then you need to change the mold. You need to change your thoughts, your beliefs, and your perceptions. This series is all about tapping into that power and letting go of the old stories of I'm not good enough, I don't deserve, I'm not powerful, I'm not beautiful, you know, I don't look like the skinny girls in the in magazines, you know, all the stories that have inflicted humanity that keep us from being our divine essence. We need to heal those things once and for all. Because when we do, that's when we free ourselves to truly be able to create and compose. So the Heal Your Life Through the Power of Music series is really, it's like nothing I've never done before. It's a 6-part series of energy harmonizations and music and process work to help you to begin clearing and letting go of the old things. So, for example, in week number 1, it's all about beginning to adapt in empowering mindsets. I am beautiful. I am powerful. I am extraordinary. And start reprogramming our mind so that we can begin to start creating a different reality. Because vision is always part of the equation. You got to know where you want to go. You got to know what you want to unfold into. What does your healed life look like? This is going to begin to help you to embody that and to be able to align your vibration with what it is that you want to create. And in week number 3, one of the most powerful energies to bring us once again into harmony with universal source energy is to practice gratitude. Look at the blessings in your life. You truly are the greatest miracle in the world. How often do we take that for granted? Mm-hmm. How often do we forget that out of all the 70 billion people that have walked this planet, nobody has ever been like you. You are a unique masterpiece, a one of a kind. Look at even the most things, you know, like a Stradivarius violin, you know, is the most beautiful, expensive violin, precious, you know, violin in the world. But yet there's still more than one of them. There's only one of you. How valuable does that make you? You truly are a work of art. And gratitude for those things is when we begin to embody that. And you see how we begin to start shifting our soul vibration. We start shifting our thoughts and our beliefs. And when we shift our soul vibration and our thoughts and beliefs, we begin to change our experience. And in session number 4, it's about, once again, working with an energy harmonization to let go and forgive what needs to be forgiven, whether it's the person in the mirror, your parents, past relationships. That's all an energetic process. And so each session, you get to work through these layers and to heal your life. In session number 5, it's about your power. Because you are a divine expression of life. You're made up of the same stuff that set this universe in motion. We need to embody that and live from that place. Because how's that going to impact our lives? It's going to dramatically enhance your ability to create. It's going to dramatically enhance your ability to bring your biggest dreams to fruition. It's going to dramatically enhance your ability to overcome the challenges and the obstacles in your life. And session number 6 is all about detachment. It's about, you know, life is time and space in a way. And when we're able to let that go, we open up to miracles and possibilities and this greatest, you know, resources that are available to us that come from the universe. It's only when we get stuck where we think, okay, it needs to happen this way. It needs to happen by June 27th at 4 p.m. And this is exactly how it happened. It doesn't work that way. You got to let go. And when you let go, there's miraculous that opens up. So in this, basically this program, you have the ability to work through the layers and to let go of the disharmonious, disempowering energy that we all hold on to one degree or another, so that you can unfold to another level of your greatness, so that you can unfold to another level of who and what you really are. And so, because we always like bonuses, right? Not only do you get access to these modules, you can download them to your smartphone, you can listen to them wherever you want, you can play music. There's also a special playlist of healing music. There's access to some live group healing sessions so that you can really take it to a whole nother level. There is just this great opportunity to begin to access some different guided meditations, all designed to support you to heal these different aspects of your life so that you can begin to remember who you are and to live from that place. And when you tune those strings, that's when you open up to truly playing beautiful music throughout your life. That's when you open up to truly expressing your divine essence and your soul vibration and truly step into being a master composer. You're a maestro.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? The planet wants to hear your song, wants to hear your music. And so this series is all about healing yourself. And so I halved the price just for our call today, for on this group session. It's a great opportunity to dive in to begin utilizing these tools. And they're not just something you go through once again. Now you've also got these six powerful tools on your tool belt that you can use as you go through journey through life to help optimize your energy, shift into who and what you really are so that you can bring your music, your passion, your calling to a whole nother level. So there you go.
Ah, beautiful. Thank you. And I love how you included some of the healing music that, you know, is so powerful. Like I said, I listen to it all the time and it just brings me not just peace and relaxation, but it gives me more clarity as well. And I love how you're focusing on such key concepts, such as forgiveness, you know, such as gratitude, because those are really important. And I believe forgiveness and gratitude are some of the cornerstones for moving forward in your life, for creating the life that you truly want and expressing yourself, the brilliance of who you are, more easily with the world and to yourself. It's key. It's really, really important. So thank you so much. This is a powerful program. I invite you to take a look at it. It's available at awakentohappinessnow.com/Mark13. And, it is time for you to harmonize your energy and really reclaim your power and start to show up. You know, the next 6 months, 8 months, it's about showing up in your life and really choosing what it is that you would like to create. It's a powerful time, as we talked about yesterday on the call, and it's time for you to choose. You know, what do you want to follow? You know, do you want to follow the joy and the bliss and, you know, the fun that's available in your life? You know, you can, right? So it's all about choice and creating the life that you want and creating that composition for your life that really expresses who you are, the uniqueness of you, like Mark said, because we are all unique. So I encourage you to take a look at that. It's a powerful program. Thank you. And I'm so excited about it for you. It's like, yeah, this is what people definitely need. Make sure. All right, so Mark, was there anything else that we needed to cover for today? How are we doing with time?
Well, you know, we're almost at the top of the hour. That went by fast. Talk about having fun, and next thing we know, it's the top of the hour, and hour's gone by. But, you know, it's like there's an interesting thing that's happened, and maybe you talked about it yesterday. I don't know what the context of your conversation was, but there's really this energy or this vibration that's going on in the planet right now where we really see a breakdown of a lot of old paradigms.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to see change. We want to see positive transformation. We want to see things happen. But I think really it's a calling for all of us to tap into that innate ability within ourselves. Because if you want a harmonious world, you got to reclaim the harmony within your own self first. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then by doing so, and then by reflecting that music, who you are, into your family, into your living place, into your workplace, into your wherever it is that you go and express yourself, that's when we begin to shine this light into the planet, into the world. That's what's going to create the transformation and the change that everybody seems to be very aware of. We know that it needs to happen. We're maybe not necessarily clear on how it's going to happen, but yet each of us is a conduit and a catalyst for that transformation and change. Each and every one of us by being true to the light and the music that's within. So I just really want to thank everybody for being on and for having the interest and the commitment and making the decision to bring your music, to evolve your consciousness and to expand into being the beautiful expression of life that you truly are. And because we can't do it alone. You know, all of us got to express our part of it. The amazing tapestry of transformation and change. So very much for having the opportunity to get together today and to talk about this ever important subject.
Oh, thank you. And you know, this is an important subject, like you said, and it's something that people need to hear often, you know, to so that, you know, we can reaffirm that you are a unique being, a divine being. You are the greatest miracle in the world, and that you can create an extraordinary life, and that, you know, it's within you to create it. And it's all there within you. And it's just a matter of remembering who you really are and reclaiming that greatness, like you talk about, and composing and sharing that masterpiece, which the world truly does need right now. So if any of you are, you know, still a little bit shy and nervous, a little bit of fear coming up around really expressing who you truly are, well, this is a time to say, you know what, I am bigger than that. I can, you know, be my authentic self, be my true divine self and share that with the world, because it will help, and it'll help others to really step up for themselves as well in life. And so please do take a look at Mark's package. And that can assist you in helping you to break through those barriers so that you can move forward and create that masterpiece, the masterpiece of your life. That's available again at awakentohappinessnow.com/Mark13. So again, thank you so much, Mark. This was absolutely lovely. I loved the process that you did. That was so expansive for me. I just absolutely loved it. And so for those of you listening now and listening later, you can go back and listen to that process again as well, because it was truly powerful. I loved it. So thank you. And thank you, everyone, for being on the call and co-creating this space with us. And again, we will definitely talk again soon, Mark, because your music is lovely and what you're doing now, but harmonizing the energy and vibration for people, you know, that's what people need, you know, to manage the energy field and really create the life that they want. So thank you. All right, everyone, have a great day or evening. And until next time, continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Sending you all much love and blessings always. Bye for now.